Okay, we're going to leave the Walker brothers there and we're going to talk to Anne Flannery from the Larkin Centre. Hello, Anne, are you there?
I am indeed. Good morning.
Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm very well.
Okay, you had this officially opening of your garden for unemployed men yesterday.
We did indeed, John.
How did it go?
It went extraordinarily well. We had a wonderful turnout, a wonderful response to the occasion. There was a bit of a party feel and atmosphere to it all. So, yeah, very, very pleased. And it's a credit to all of the men involved.
It is, yeah. It's a vegetable garden, is it? Or is it a flower?
It is, yeah. It's growing veg and hopefully, you know, some fruit. We planted some fruit trees and bushes just in the last couple of weeks. So next year or maybe the year after, we'll be adding to the veg with a bit of fruit.
Okay, and this is done completely by local unemployed men.
Yeah, it's all voluntary effort, and perhaps just to sort of say where it's all come from. 2.5 years ago, the Larkin Centre was looking at ways we could kind of provide purposeful activity for men, but also, I suppose, activity that would be supportive of their needs, that, you know, in terms of their sort of personal development. And we were, when we kind of came together and we asked a core of men what would be of interest to them, they sort of suggested something that was sports-based. And from that, I suppose, we eventually came up with a model that has become the Celtic Programme, or the Men's Health and Wellbeing Programme, that's been running in the area for the last 2 years. We're now in our fifth programme. But from the Celtic Programme, I guess there were a number of men who, having had the benefit and the experience of being part of something, enjoying kind of eating well because cookery is part of it, being active, the social contact, they wanted more. They wanted to stay involved. They wanted, I suppose, an opportunity to, I suppose, put some of their skills as well to good use. Because though they're unemployed, all of them would have had a history of working primarily in the construction area. So when we approached Dublin City Council last year to see if they would provide us with a site, they, you know, thankfully did, allocated us a small plot on just off the North Strand, Newcomen and Court. And basically it has kind of taken off since then.
Yeah, they granted you this site in the short term under licence agreement. What, explain that to us. What does that mean?
What it means is that clearly Dublin City Council, you know, own the site. And they will kind of have given it to us on an annual kind of lease. So it's a license. So that's the term of the agreement.
So you renew it every year.
It's a temporary arrangement. It's not permanent, right? So obviously for us, it's kind of we're going to make full use or maximum use of this opportunity for whatever length of time we have it.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely brilliant. I'm just reading the press release here.
Yeah.
One of the lads that was working on it decided to apply to FOSS.
Yes.
For a horticultural course.
Correct.
And he's hoping to actually make a living out of...
Correct.
He wants to be a tree surgeon.
That's right. And I suppose it's how, you know, that, you know, this is a group of men, though unemployed, how really, I suppose, using the opportunity of the garden to kind of, in a very constructive way, it's giving them the chance to build up some experience, to gain very practical skills. And he's been able to, I suppose, use that skills or time he has had on the garden to kind of good use. He applied through the Larkin Centre for a course in horticulture organised by FOSS and Ronan Chagas, and was accepted, and he's delighted. So it's given him, I suppose, an opportunity to do something different in his life.
It's absolutely fantastic, and hopefully he'll go on and maybe go into business for himself.
Well, this is it, and I suppose it's where kind of people can see that, look, there are ways of turning things around, that, you know, though maybe unemployment may be a feature of your life right now, you know, things can be changed, or you can help change things for yourself. And clearly initiatives such as the community gardening initiative and others, they're very important. So perhaps there's also a role and a responsibility for, you know, statutory bodies and community agencies to try and develop as many of these opportunities to support people in their local areas.
And create employment.
And create.
Yeah.
If it may not be, I suppose, employment opportunities in the sense that we're operating, because it's all voluntary, but that it can lead to people building the skills, the confidence that will enable them move on and avail of other opportunities.
Yes, and that leads us on nicely. It's the Pat Murphy Community Garden.
Correct.
For unemployed men. And Pat Murphy is a founder of the Larkin Centre.
Yeah, sadly deceased. Pat was a founder member, and the centre was set up in the mid-80s, and at the time it was in response to the high unemployment that was affecting the North Inner City. Sadly, things haven't changed, as we're now in a similar situation. But his view and his vision was to kind of work with the local community and really to, I suppose, harness what was the skills, the potential within the area to kind of for people to try and help themselves.
Yeah, and he encouraged people to go into business for themselves, one-man businesses, and I believe a couple of them are still going to this day, yes?
Very much so, yeah. He... the enterprise unit that he set up and is still, say, very key part of the services provided by the Larkin Centre today, has supported a number of individuals who wanted to set up their own business, but, you know, perhaps lacked the particular sort of business skills or to do so. But through the support of, say, the unit that Pat has set up, a number have been assisted and are still viable businesses today.
That's great. And do you want to tell us a little about the Larkin Centre? It's a drop-in centre, is it? Is there more to it than that?
Say it was set up in the mid-80s, and initially it would have served that purpose as a drop-in centre providing information, advocacy on behalf of unemployed people. But as a community base and as a community organisation, over the years, I suppose, we have expanded and grown in response to local needs. So currently the provision provided by the Larkin Centre, the services provided, include a job club, to I guess give people the opportunity to develop their interview skills, write up CVs, access employment. So that's one element. We have a creche and early learning centre catering for children 6 months to five, and we have 51 places for children within those services. We also have the enterprise unit and adult community education and training, where we offer a range of courses to people in the area.
Well, you're kept fairly busy, I'd imagine.
How it is. It's a very dynamic centre.
Yeah.
Very full of activity and well used by all within the community.
And is it run by volunteers or other employees or?
No, it's the service. There are paid staff in the centre. And it's funded from different sources, through FOSS, through the Department of Social Welfare, to name some. And in addition to that, we also run, some of our staff are on, sponsored programs like CE programs. So there's an element where we are supporting through work experience and education people to kind of secure employment as well.
Well, that's great. You're doing great work down in North Strand, and we all up here know the North Strand area. And I believe the Lord Mayor was down opening the centre yesterday.
Yeah, we were delighted that the Lord Mayor was able to come along and officiate at yesterday's event, and spend a bit of time and kind of chat and kind of meet a number of the local people, a number of the local men kind of involved in the project. So yeah, it was a great day, and I say we were thrilled that he could attend.
Yeah, he's a keen gardener himself.
He's a very keen gardener, so it's the kind of project that he could kind of readily relate to and kind of provide a few tips to us all on things to be that we could attend to. Yeah, he's a strong supporter and advocate of people growing their own and the benefits in so many ways, both to the local environment, but also how kind of things taste better when you grow it your own.
That's true, very true. Well, listen, keep up the good work. You're doing absolutely fantastic stuff down there. Is there anything you'd like to add? Or?
Well, all I can say is the centre is here. We're open from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. And if anybody has any kind of queries or is looking for support in terms of education, training, employment, please feel free to contact us.
So would you have a phone number?
Our phone number here is 836 55 844.
Okay, and they can contact you or anybody, whoever picks up the phone.
Absolutely, or they can drop in to, they say, we're at 5758 North Strand Road, and drop in here at any time.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, congratulations
on
the garden, and thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
You're very welcome, John.
Thank you, Anne.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.